is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, November 28th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. For those of you who heard my show yesterday, I went into the archives and listened to it, and the engineer in the broadcast booth was right in saying that it sounded like I was coming out of a wind tunnel, and I have to apologize to the listening audience because I've got a short in my equipment somewhere, so $120 later, I've gone out and bought a couple of cords and doinked around with it and so forth. Hopefully, I'm coming in better today. This is a temporary fix until I can get down to an electronics store and get this equipment straight. Out. But at any rate, I wanted to apologize to you and let you know I think I'm coming in better today. I'll listen to a little bit of my archives. I can't take too much of me, but I'll listen to a little bit and make sure that I'm coming through after my show is over. Now, coming up today, I have Mary Toko coming on. For those of you who were listening yesterday, you remember I had Ingrid Castle coming up talking about this Maryland court debacle with these parents that were dragged into court over the vaccination of their children, and they were being threatened with $50 per day plus jail time, mandatory 10 days if they did not vaccinate their children. And I wanted to bring Mary Toko up today and continue on this. And I want to tell you, I'm going to read to you a little bit about what Ingrid Castle says about Mary Toko. Mary Toko of Michigan opposing mandatory vaccines, that's moms, delivers one of the most compelling presentations on the dangers of vaccines. And folks, I have to tell you that if you have children that are growing up, or if you have grandchildren that are, you know, that have children or whatever, anybody that you know, whether it be a son, a daughter, an aunt, an uncle, niece, nephew, whoever it is that has children in school, you want to make them aware of this. They need to get educated, and that's what RBN is all about. It's about educating people to realize what's going on here, because as I've said so many times before on my show, we are in an info war. We are in a battle, and the thing is that if we're educated, they cannot do to us what they do. The only reason they get away with what they do is out of our naivety and ignorance. And I'm not speaking to the majority of my listeners out there, because I know you guys are really awake, and a lot of you are more awake than I am. But I'm talking about for the benefit of the new listeners, and also people that are in your family, friends, relatives, neighbors, and so forth, that have not yet been educated themselves to the dangers of these vaccines. Because these people that are walking around in a fog that think, oh, the government's going to take care of them, they're in for a rude awakening, and it will affect the health of their children, grandchildren, and all those who are far off. But anyway, Mary tells her story, beginning with a decision to resist vaccinating her children through the process of research and discovery supporting her decision. She's had 27 years of vaccine research and activism, and it's resulted in a 2-hour, 24-minute presentation that combines the history, the experience, the logic, the science, the corporate neutral compassion into a lesson that parents and professionals alike can understand. Plus, Mary is so lovely and her voice so pleasingly strong that it is effortless and enjoyable to follow her reasoning into adopting an informed opinion regarding the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Now, I had the privilege of talking to Mary off the air the other day, and I have to agree with Ingrid. She has a very melodic, very pleasing voice. She will be it'll be a pleasure to listen to her, but I can't wait to have her up on the air to get into the intricacies of what all is in these vaccines and what dangers lurk out there for the unsuspecting American public. So we'll be back in 3 with my guest Mary Toko. Stick with us. We got a great show today, folks. I'll be right back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with hopefully a little better working equipment today. I'm in the process of getting Mary Toko up on the line here, but I wanted to back up just a minute. And for those of you who missed the show yesterday, we were on the subject of the police with dogs vaccinating kids in Maryland, and this is this Maryland court debacle where they dragged these children, or the parents of the children and the children, into court. They did not allow any reporters in the courtroom. They didn't allow anybody in there except the people that were pertinent to the case that was going on. I don't know about you folks, but to me that raises a big red flag. We have got Mary Toko. I mean, we're trying to get through to Mary right now. Evidently, the office of where she is has her on hold. So while we're waiting for her to come up, well, I guess we've just got her up. Okay, Mary, have I got you on the line? Hello, Mary. I guess I don't have her on. It says I have her, and then it says hold on. So I'm going to hold on for a minute. At any rate, the article that I had alluded to yesterday was by Barbara Lowe Fisher, and I had Angry Castle on. We were going back and forth with this on different sentences and or paragraphs of this. And basically, the consensus of this is that they did not allow anybody into the courtroom other than the parents and the children. They had police SWAT teams there with dogs. All of the proceedings that went on in the courtroom, nobody was privy to. And even when the reporter went to one of the ladies after the court was over and tried to find out what was going on, she was approached by a SWAT team member and a police dog. Very intimidating. But at any rate, I've got Mary on the line now. Okay, let's go to Mary Toko. Mary, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
How are you today, dear?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Did you happen to hear any part of that show yesterday with Ingrid, who gives you all these compliments? She wrote.
I didn't get to hear in. I didn't get to tune in. I was very busy. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Listen, before you came up on the air, I was telling people that you've had an ongoing 27-year history of research into the subject of vaccines, and I'd like for you, if you would, for the listening audience, to give you a little, give them a little bit of background as to who you are, how you came about this, and you know, what have been your experiences throughout.
Well, I had the opportunity to look at vaccine information before I had my children 28 years ago. I was married to a chiropractor, and of course, chiropractors embrace a vitalistic healthcare approach, so they have a tendency to be less medically oriented anyway. And we were looking at whether or not vaccines are warranted, necessary, or safe back before we had our first daughter, who's now 27. And there was enough information back then to alarm us, red flags that we're going to have some serious problems with all of these vaccines in the immune system up the road. And we made the informed decision to not vaccinate. Then, as a young mother, of course, I found myself a rare person. Most people back then, you know, didn't question vaccines and were very pro-vaccine without really having any information about what they are and what's in them. And in 1994, they tried to pass a bill in Michigan, which is where I'm from, to take away our philosophical exemption. And I wanted my children to have the same rights that I did, and that was to, if they chose not to vaccinate, to be able to stand on that. So I got together with the chiropractic community and a woman named Sue Waltman, whose nephew died after a DPT shot, and we formed a group called Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines. And basically, we're not an anti-vaccine group per se. We don't believe that any drug should be mandated by any government, and that parents need to have the right to waive or to, you know, not partake in that type of a program. And our group was successful in going into our capital in Lansing, where we testified, and there were over 200 families that showed up on the capital that day in order to oppose this bill, and we were successful. And that was the first time I ever did any public speaking. I was actually asked to testify, and it was very exciting for me, and I was very well prepared. And felt that my testimony was very helpful in stopping that bill from passing. And that's when I said, you know what, I need to do this. I need to educate parents. They need to make informed decisions because their children are getting all these toxins and they don't have a clue what they're doing. And so that's when I became very passionate about educating parents. And it's just been a nonstop going thing ever since.
Well, and I want to get into a little bit. Now, you had mentioned that you ran across this 28 years ago before you had your first child.
Mm-hmm.
And so from my understanding, and I have to admit, you know, I know a little bit about a lot of things, and I haven't really gone deeply, deeply down the rabbit hole on the vaccine issue. But I know that, you know, with having Ingrid on and educating us a little bit, that, you know, the autism is rampant now because of this. Mm-hmm. They give the child, the infant, three rounds of vaccination. What is it, 6, 12, and 18 months, correct?
Constantly. Really, they're getting vaccines and booster shots all the way until they're two, and then they continue to do more as new more come out, and the children are just inundated with vaccines.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to go into is, number one, these vaccinations, the first rounds that they get when a child is an infant, what are the ingredients in these specific vaccines? Do you know?
Well, I don't have the lists in front of me, but I do have a list of common ingredients that you can find in almost any of the vaccines. First of all, we know that the viral components, how they're made is what they do is they find sick, infected people who around the world who are, you know, dealing with these illnesses, and they get the viruses from their body parts, whether it's feces, urine, blood, or pus. And then they grow these viruses on decomposing animal organs as well as human aborted lung tissue organs. And the reason they have to be decomposing is viruses do not grow in healthy mediums. So you've got animal parts that are taken out of, like, rhesus monkey kidneys, hamsters. They're using all different kinds of animals. And then, excuse me, The viruses are grown on these monkey or organ parts, and they're scooped off, and then they go through a process of attenuating them, weakening them, and they add all kinds of preservatives, antigens, aluminum, formaldehyde, and other agents that are unnatural, synthetic, immune-suppressing, and carcinogenic. And when you get the final product, you could have phenol, which is a poison. Formaldehyde, which I mentioned, is cancer-causing. Alum is a preservative. Acetone is in nail polish remover. You can have aluminum phosphate, which is in deodorants. It's very toxic. Glycerin is in many, many vaccines, and that is toxic to the liver, the kidneys, and causes lung damage. MSG. Whenever I'm doing my public lectures, I have people to raise their hand. Now, how many people in the audience are allergic to MSG, monosodium glutamate? And probably a fifth of all of my people in the audience have severe allergic reactions to it. Well, how would you know if your brand new baby, whether it's 2 months old, 4 months old, or a year old, is allergic to any of these products? There are toxic metals such as lead, cadmium, aluminum, and thimerosal, a form of ethyl mercury, which they claim has been completely removed, which I doubt that it's been completely removed. I know it hasn't been from the flu shot. Then you, along with these viruses and these antigens or these preservatives, you get fecal matter from dog kidney, monkey kidney, horse serum. Like I mentioned, they use pig blood, horse blood, calf serum, rabbit brain, yeast proteins, antibiotics. And when they scoop up all of this, you get unknown viruses from these animals as well. One of them that we know a lot about in their congressional hearings on this is simian virus 40, which came with the polio vaccine up until the late 1990s. And that virus is known to be cancer-causing, and our only exposure to that would have been through the polio shot. And they had actually had congressional hearings on this in Washington on September 9th, 2003, the Subcommittee on Health and Human Wellness, the Government Reform Committee, chaired by Congressman Burton, were discussing SV40's association with brain, bone, and lung tumors found in children and adults. And so, I mean, God only knows what we're really getting in these vaccines.
Well, you know, Mary, this arises the next question. I mean, you've got this concoction of garbage. I mean, these, you know, numerous poisons that they put together, and they stick it into the vaccine. And matter of fact, I just saw a video. I think I posted on my website. It was a kind of a parody on this, you know, putting it into a mixer and blending all this garbage in, yeah, and then shooting it into the veins of an infant. What exactly is it are they purporting to try, or what is this supposed to be preventing in the infant?
Basically, vaccines are based on a theory. First of all, that theory has never been proven to be true. It's a theory that if you're giving children or adults a small portion or an attenuated or weakened form of the virus, that you will have an immune reaction or immune response, which will go in and boost the immune system so that when you do come in contact with it in the wild form, you have either no reaction or less reaction. Now, keep in mind, that is given the fact that that's assuming the immune system responds the same in all people, which it doesn't, and it's also assuming that immune response is the same as immunity. They're two very different things. What we have seen is the incidence of these infectious illnesses have been reduced, but we don't necessarily believe it's the vaccinations that have reduced the incidence of these infectious illnesses. There are other sources of information that say that is not why these infectious illnesses have gone down. But we do know that you cause a different reaction in the body with children. When they get a chickenpox vaccine, many children have chickenpox outbreaks. Many of them don't. But my point is it does not mean immunity. It does not mean that in the long run, it's the best way to deal with these infectious illnesses. What it does do is perhaps delay them, suppress them, or cause an immune response that ends up being more of a chronic illness. And really, when I do my lectures, I don't tell people what to do. I present factual information and give them a little foundation in immune development so that they can make an informed decision. And the question is always, parents, you have to weigh, are my children at more risk getting an infectious illness, which is usually never, ever life-threatening, or are we better off suppressing it and causing an immune reaction where they don't necessarily get that particular illness, but they could end up having chronic, long-term illnesses because of the vaccine.
Okay, we got to take a break, Mary. Hang with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Mary Toko. Got a lot more. Stick with us, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mary Toko. And before I get back to my guest, I want to give out her website. It's www.childhoodshots.com. And Mary has a very interesting 2-hour and 24-minute presentation in form of a DVD that you can buy. You could, you know, if you have a daughter or you have a granddaughter that is pregnant or, you know, they have very small infants, that's just one of many reasons why you might want to get your hands on this. Give it away for Christmas, folks. I'm telling you that we need to educate these naive Americans who walk in blind, blindly believing that their government's doing the best thing for them and these pharmaceutical companies and the FDA are looking out for them, because basically they're just lab rats in a maze. Now, getting back to you, Mary, you had mentioned the long-term effects of this, and it's a decision that the parents individually have to make. Now, I have heard several reports of people or children coming down or infants coming down with autism. Autistic symptoms mm-hmm. right around the third round of vaccinations. Mm-hmm. What other side effects can people or have people reported seeing in their children other than the autism?
Yes, and I believe that a lot of the literature points to autism, not only autism, but learning disabilities. The way that I see it is when your children get these toxic vaccines, depending upon how strong they are, how strong their immune system is working on that given day, they can either have no symptomatology and deal with it, whatever, or they can have all different forms of learning disabilities. To me, it's all vaccine injury, whether it's hyperactivity, attention deficit, nervousness, seizure disorders, learning difficulties. All of these, to me, are the same form of brain toxicity. It just depends on what level it is at. And, of course, the medical community, instead of looking at it all as vaccine toxicity, wants to analyze a diagnosis and give it all separate diagnoses so that they can treat it with separate different drugs. But I believe they are all and can be all forms of vaccine toxicity. Diabetes is also being associated with the rubella, the MMR vaccine, and a couple of the other ones. And I believe that we have a huge increase of juvenile onset diabetes taking place in our country. When you look at the medical research, and I'm talking just medical research, there are so many things right now that can be directly related to vaccine injury. Every kind of autoimmune disease. In fact, I'm trying to look for my list right now because I have a huge list of all of the things in medical research that have been associated with vaccine injury, and it's absolutely huge. So.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, I can go into a number of questions just on this issue with the infant, those three rounds of shots, and then I want to kind of graduate into another issue here. But first, you know, the motivation for this, these three rounds of shots, obviously, if you follow the money, it goes back to somebody's getting paid lots of money to shoot these vaccines into these infants, right?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. They all come with a price.
All right, and then we also have the fact that the pharmaceutical companies as a whole – have the immunity from a lawsuit.
Yes, they do.
With these same vaccines. So let me ask you this question. If a parent has a new child, now we know when a young lady goes into the hospital for delivery of a baby, they won't even let the child out of the hospital unless they brand them with their Social Security slave number.
Right.
But how would a young mother, mm-hmm. naive husband, go about opting out of these vaccinations without getting a huge backlash from the establishment, if you will?
Well, you're going to get backlash. And I think you, first of all, have to feel very convicted in your stand. You have to be educated. You can't just say, oh, I don't think I'll do them. You have to be able to defend your decision. And really, that's not that difficult because when you see the bigger picture, your conviction level is going to be it's going to get large because you start to see that, you know, there are no long-term safety studies. Our children are truly the guinea pigs. But I think the first thing you have to do is have that strong conviction. Talk to your obstetrician. Let them know exactly where you stand by putting a birth plan together. That just means sit down at your computer and say, dear doctor, this is what I would like to have happen at my birth. This is what I don't want to happen. Absolutely do not want to happen. And you go in and, you know, talk about whatever birth process you want. And then I do not want my child to be given any vaccinations. And under no circumstances is my child to leave my side either. Because, see, the problem is when you're on their turf, they're the boss. And the very forms that you sign to get into a hospital give them permission to do whatever they think is, quote, medically necessary. Well, you talk to a OBGYN nurse, she thinks that the hepatitis B vaccine and every other vaccine is medically necessary. So they're going to go ahead and just assume that every child is going to get that shot. So my first of all, have a waiver form. You can actually sit there and create your own waiver form. I choose to not have the hepatitis B vaccine given to my child for any reason based on whatever. If you're in a state where you have religious exemptions available, that's your only option, then use a religious exemption. But you need to also understand what that really means. It doesn't mean that your church has to be against it. Religious exemption means you have to have a strong conviction that for whatever religious reasons you don't want these toxins in your children. And just so you know, if you're a Christian, I actually have something called biblical support for not vaccinating, which people can email me from my website, and I will be happy to email it to them. But there are some vaccines that are made from aborted baby lung tissue that should be very offensive for Christians or people who believe that abortion is wrong. And one of them is the MMR and the hepatitis A shot. So you can stand on a religious exemption. Otherwise, if you have philosophical exemptions available in your state, you can certainly use that. A medical exemption might be more difficult to use if it's your first child. So those are your options.
Okay. Okay, we have to take a break, and we'll come back with a long segment. My guest, Mary Toko, talking about vaccines, how to avoid them, getting educated on them. We've got a lot more for you. Be right back, folks. Stick with us. Good show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I get back to my guest, Mary Toko, 27 years worth of research in vaccines, folks, knows the ins and outs of it, can give you all kinds of tips on how to get out of it. But the key issue is we must first be educated on it, because as I said before, we're in an info war, and it's not just with this. It's not just with the vaccine and what they're invading our children's bodies with. It's also the chemtrails, and it's also, you know, building up your immune system to offset these devastating effects and side effects that come from this. I want to give out our website again. It's www.childhoodshots.com. Go in there. She has a brilliant DVD, 2 hours and 24 minutes, that will pretty much bone you up to speed on what's going on, folks. But I wanted to ask you, Mary, getting back to you, in your mind, if a young mother walked into the doctor's office to get a vaccine for her, you know, with the they are attempting to give her a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
And the mother asked the doctor, "Would you give this vaccine to your own child?" What percentage of doctors do you think would answer yes to that question?
I think all of them will tell you yes. I believe they will tell you that because they feel the pressure to, you know, to say that. In actuality, I think that they're probably a lot more cautious about what they do to their own children. Some of them maybe totally 100% ignorant of the risks involved. In fact, I know that's the case because on my DVD, I also have a toxicologist MD, Dr. Philip DeMeo, who I happen to meet because he is now helping to cure and fix and repair these little bodies from vaccine injury. When I met him, he told me that his own son was a vaccine-injured child, that he used to promote the hepatitis B program at his local hospital, was a huge proponent of vaccines because he was never told anything negative about them. And he said, and it wasn't until I watched my son, with each group of shots, he got sicker and sicker, and I just didn't connect the dots. And then finally, he went in for a series of vaccines and at almost three and regressed into severe autism. He said, I knew something happened. And being a toxicologist, he did all the testing, and he found out his son was loaded with all the metals and just his immune system is just shot. And so he has actually shared with me how doctors don't have a clue. In fact, on my DVD, he introduces me on my DVD, and he says that the information that Mary Tocco will be exposing here is just not available. The doctors never see it. And it's not that it's out there. It's that when you go to a college that is funded and owned by the drug companies and all the people on staff are pretty much, you know, soldiers of the drug companies, you're only going to get what they tell you. And that's
right.
Basically
yeah.
the problem.
Uh-huh. So what we've got here, I mean, the key issue is that we must educate the parents of these young children, infants, all the way up. And we're going to shift gears in a minute, and we're going to go to the next phase. But at any rate, the key issue is education. But not only does it require the education, but it also requires the determination, the conviction, the passion by which to stand your ground and to tell these people that, no, you're not going to invade my child or my infant with these, and here's the reasons why, number one, two, three, and four. Mm-hmm. Now, I, you know, and I'm a little bit confused here on one issue, and that is these doctors, they really don't have a clue. They're pushed by the powers that be to, you know, recommend this. But don't they read their own vials as to what's in this stuff?
I don't think they do. In fact, my challenge is to anybody who feels the pressure from their pediatrician to turn right around and say, excuse me, doctor, will you please tell me all the ingredients in this vaccine, and can you explain the long-term consequences of my child getting all of these, you know, ingredients? No, in fact, doctors did not even know there was mercury in the vaccines until after congressional hearings took place in 2000. And if a doctor gets honest and real with you, let me go back. Dr. Mark Geyer, who was asked by Congressman Burton to investigate childhood vaccines because his grandson was injured from vaccines, and his grandson had 60 times the safety level of mercury in his system right after he got his vaccines and right after he regressed into autism. So he, being the chair of the Government Policy Committee in Washington, began to do investigation into this area, and he asked Dr. Mark Geyer to please check vaccines. Well, Mark Geyer said basically there's no way on earth there's mercury in these vaccines. There's no way. Only to discover, yes, there is. There's huge. There's 40 to 60 times the safety level of mercury in the vaccine. So Dr. Mark Geyer, who is a genetic researcher, was shocked himself. And then, you know, I have spoken to him personally at many conferences, and he said there are over 100 different things that they could put into vaccines to preserve them and to stabilize them that are not nearly as injured, you know, damaging, and yet they choose to use mercury for no reason, and there were no safety studies. So the doctors really do not know what's in the vaccines. And if a doctor is honest, like I said, and you ask him point blank, doctor, if you knew that you were giving your children 40 to 60 times the safety level of mercury in a shot, would you consider it safe? And if they're honest with you, there's no way on earth they can say, yes, it's safe. And yet, that's the rhetoric we're hearing from the Institute of Medicine. That's what the pediatrician nurses are saying, that the kind of mercury that's in a vaccine is safe mercury, and there just is no such thing as a safe mercury.
Okay, so let me go a step further and ask, if the doctor knows, or if he has, you know, had it brought to his attention that indeed there is, you know, these poisons that are in this vial, and he reads the vial and he realizes that yes, indeed the patient is right, and the patient has the education, the patient has the passion to you know, step up to the plate, then what kind of pressure is the doctor getting, you know, from above, if you will, from the AMA or whatever, to continue to argue the point for pro-vaccination?
You know, that would be an awesome guest to have on, is a doctor who has made the switch and refuses to vaccinate, and find out what kind of pressure they're getting. But I do know of doctors in Michigan who are working very diligently. They've dedicated their lives to reversing the effects of vaccine toxicity in children. And so they're dealing with full-blown autistic kids with all kinds of neurological problems. And I know for a fact they are not allowed to say the vaccine word. They're not allowed to tell those parents, don't get any more vaccines. They're not allowed to bring vaccines up in the discussion. And I know this because one of them, who is one of the top guys in Michigan, said that he was visited by the members of the licensing board, and they said, if we find out that you're telling parents not to vaccinate, we will pull your license. You will never practice again.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean. That's the pressure from above.
Oh.
Because here now we have these guys that went to school for 8 to 10 years, and they, you know, they're licensed pediatricians or whatever, and you have a – in so many areas of business, you have a moral line that you walk. If you do educate yourself to the perils of these, now you have a moral decision to make, and it's a question of whether the flow of income that you have outweighs the moral conscience that you have, and henceforth could be the reason. And I'm just speculating here, Mary. It could be the reason why a lot of doctors maybe have thought about it, maybe it has been brought to their attention, but they, like a lot of Americans, are in denial. They don't want to go there because they know to go there may cause them to make that moral decision. So henceforth, you have a lot of professional people in lockstep, if you will, with the establishment, and they're basically just parroting what the establishment says for the sake of their own professional safety.
Absolutely. And, you know, really, think about it. Now, I talk about this a lot in my DVD. What is the purpose of a pediatrician? Because I personally raised my five children. I do not believe healthy children need drugs. So as a result, I did not personally have a pediatrician because, to me, I know when my children are not well. I will do everything natural in my power to make them well. And if at some point we need medical attention, we can get it. But I never, ever personally had a pediatrician. Of course, I'm a big advocate of home birth and natural birth as well. But the purpose of the pediatrician, really, if you think about it, is to vaccinate your children. In fact, I quote Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, who is a renowned pediatrician for 30 years. He authored several books, like The Medical Heretic, which was the very first book I read that started to expose this huge problem with vaccinations. But the best book that he wrote that I love, and I think any parent who has children needs to really consider purchasing this book, it's called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. And he goes on to say that the pediatrician serves as the recruiter for the medical profession. He indoctrinates your child from birth into a lifelong dependency on medical intervention. The best way to raise a healthy child is to keep him or her away from the doctor except for emergency care. Then he says most doctors ignore the fact that the human body is a wondrous machine with the astonishing capacity to repair itself. He says the well baby visit is a cherished ritual of the pediatrician that enhances their income, but does nothing constructive for your child. They are worthless. And really, if you think about it, when you go to a pediatrician, they might go through some, you know, maybe they weigh them and they look in their ears and their nose and their mouth, they listen to their heart, whatever. And then they say, we need to start doing shots. I mean, really, if you know your baby's developing well and your child is breathing well and there aren't any issues, why do you need someone to tell you your baby's well? That's the first thing that offends me about this whole concept of a well baby visit.
Good point, yes.
Yeah, it's insinuating that mom and dad don't have the knowledge to know if their baby's not well. Okay?
Okay.
If you don't do the vaccines, it's a worthless visit because it doesn't do anything for them financially, and there's nothing more they can do for your baby. So.
Well, they get their office call of $130 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I'll tell you what. You know, I want to shift gears here shortly from the childhood vaccines, the infant vaccines. I haven't opened up the phone lines yet, Mary. I'm going to do that at the top of the hour. But we have a caller. Let's go to a caller, Mary. Let's go to mm-hmm. Aaron from Colorado. Aaron, you're on with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? You threw up a comment as to why they would be doing this. One thing I learned, I heard about 3 years ago that the Carlyle Group is heavily invested itself in a pharmaceutical company, and I think that's exactly why they've been forcing those anthrax shots on the soldiers. And I drive a bus in the winter as a resort. And I talked to people along the way, got about a 45-minute drive. A couple of years ago, I talked to some autism specialists, some women who work in the with autistic children and had 25, 30 years experience with them. And they didn't know the link between vaccinations and autism. And it's probably not factually based because the government says it hasn't been proven, but obviously children of Jehovah's Witness and other religions that do not allow vaccinations and such, they don't have as high a rate as autism. Now, I had my two children. I gave them all the shots and thought I was doing well, and I have one son with a form of Tourette's and another with epilepsy.
Oh, my.
And my son with epilepsy, his pills are about $150 a month, and that's for the rest of his life. So I think it's money-oriented.
And I agree, and you're right. In societies where they don't vaccinate, their incidence of these illnesses is zero to nothing. I mean, and there are some studies, some minor studies that have been done that show that the unvaccinated children are very healthy compared to the vaccinated. They don't suffer with the chronic illnesses that the vaccinated children suffer with. And I do believe the root of it is greed and money and control and perhaps population control in the long run.
Exactly. The Amish people, from what I've read, and they don't have any rates of autism or...
No, they don't.
And then the community where I live up the street, there's Jehovah's Witnesses, and they're very in tune with what's going on. They fight their city hall and get the fluoride out of their water,
mm-hmm.
and they don't vaccinate. And they're very well organized and up to speed. Now, I tell all my friends about not vaccinating their children, and they think I'm crazy. So
that's okay.
we just keep trying to do the best we can. But I really think money is a prime motivation, especially with the Carlyle Group. You know, they fund the war and keep the war machine going, whether we win or lose. And you got 150,000-200,000 soldiers over there in the Mideast. If you're going to talk about shots and stuff, you know, they're forcing these soldiers to take the anthrax shots, and that's costing somebody money. And they say that. Oh, I think 2,000 people die, soldiers. There's like a 3-5% death or serious bodily injury with the anthrax shot.
So, just so you know, Bioport is the company that makes anthrax. They're located in Michigan, and I have been on our... It's actually right in Lansing, Michigan, our capital, where Bioport is, and I have had rallies on the Capitol steps against Bioport, with people who have been injured in you know, service people who've been injured where their lives have just been taken from them. Their health is just destroyed. And you know what? I look back and I think, what did we accomplish? I don't know that we did anything, but it's a big problem for these service people. I have three sons, and my boys know that I'm extremely patriotic, and I believe in our country and our freedoms, but I will not agree with them to go into the service because of the vaccines. Personally,
appreciate what you're doing.
Yes, Aaron, are you a first time caller?
No, I've called every once in a while to your show. I think I'm first time caller.
I don't recognize your name. Yeah, but thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, good points by Aaron. And you know, anytime anybody mentions the Carlyle Group getting involved in anything, I mean, there's a chill that runs up the back of my spine because the people that are the CEOs and the board of directors of that corporation, that's all they're about is money, and they don't care in what capacity they get it. So, you know, we were on this subject with the childhood vaccines and so forth, but I wanted to shift gears here and touch just a little bit, because I wanted to kind of, you know, get your take on this this big promotional thing. And I had seen commercials on television, Mary, when I used to have a TV,
mm-hmm.
with this big to-do that was being made and trying to glamorize this, HPV, mm-hmm. Gardasil shot. And there's, I don't know whether it's three rounds of that or whatever, but I know it's a total of $900 that they spend on this shot. And they've got a commercial, at least this one I saw, I think it was about a year ago, where these girls are in junior high school and one of them's trying to convince the other one to take it because, you know, cancer is the third largest killer of young ladies and blah, 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 which is total bunk.
Right.
And so what kind of, in your arena,
mm-hmm.
Have you touched on, have you seen, have you gotten a lot of input from parents or whatever who have questioned you about that or have had experiences with side effects by allowing their children to have the HPV vaccine or what?
Yes, I've done a little bit of study into it. Of course, it's fairly new yet, and the long-term, you know, we don't know the long-term yet. But first of all, it is considered an experimental vaccine. I have in front of me a document from Merck & Company, Inc., the White House Station, New Jersey, and it's all about the Gardasil vaccine. And from that, the serious side effects are headache, seizures, pelvic inflammatory disease, appendicitis, asthma, bronchospasm, arthritis, and gastroenteritis. The vaccine contains aluminum adjuvants, which can lead to all kinds of chronic joint and muscle pain. They are planning on making 19 million doses for next year. 90% of cases of HPV are harmless and go away without any treatment. But you see, they have to have a way to scare people into getting this. And my fear, you know, like anything else, it's driven by fear. And so I personally, you know, we are seeing, I'm trying to look for some emails that I've gotten recently statistically on how many girls have died. I get emails all the time about this, and I just don't know if I have any in front of me that have some reputable documentation on it. But girls are dying from this. They're having all kinds of health problems related to it. And it's like any other vaccine. It's all experimental. Our kids are the guinea pigs.
Okay, let's stop, take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Mary Toko. Got more for you. Stick with us.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. I'm going to open the phone lines up after the top of the hour, but Mary, there's another caller. Would you like to take him?
Most definitely.
Okay. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great also. Mary, a couple questions. I've got a friend of mine who had a niece whose baby, infant, preemie, died shortly after receiving some vaccinations. Is there any recourse?
Definitely. What I would do is, first of all, that child's medical records have to be pulled. I'm assuming they would have done an autopsy. That information has to be pulled. And in Michigan, we actually have a an attorney on our board. His name is William Dobreff, D-O-B-R-E-F-F. He's in Warren, Michigan.
Hang on just a second. My pen just died.
Pardon me?
Hang on just a second. My
sure.
pen
mm-hmm.
just died.
Oh, boy.
His pen just died, Mary.
Unfortunately, yeah. This happens all the time, and they call it SIDS or significant death syndrome or some other, you know, treatment. And it could be that the baby did have some other problems. I mean, but these vaccines are so toxic to a brand-new infant, I'm not surprised.
What's the attorney's name again?
His name is Bill, B-I-L, Dobreff, D-O-B-R-E-F-F. And he is on our board. He's on the board of Michigan opposing mandatory vaccines. And
okay.
He might be under William Dobreff if you look him up on the Internet. He would be one who could tell you perhaps of an attorney in your county or in your area that could work with you.
Well, I'm in the Detroit area, so Warren is right next door.
Very good. But no, that little child could very well have died from vaccine toxicity. Of course, who knows what they call it on the death certificate. Hospitals are very good at just covering these things up and bearing it with the child. And I've met parents in Michigan who have had their children die, even at the age of 3, mysteriously die after vaccines, and they're told that it's something stupid like crib death or SIDS or some other diagnosis. No, and really, it takes money and it takes a lot of energy, but I would have that child's records pulled. I would find out if they did an autopsy. It might be too late. I don't know what's possible, but I would definitely pursue some sort of litigation.
Okay, now, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son who's ADD now, and they said Tourette's at one point, but that was ruled out at Children's Hospital.
Mm.
How do we detoxify?
How old is he?
He's 12 now.
Okay, so he's been vaccine injured for quite a while, if that's truly what is at the core of all of this.
I don't know if it is or not.
Well, and still, regardless, what I tell people is your children got the vaccine toxicity, whether they call it that, they got the toxins. And your child is just fortunate that it didn't end up having severe autism or seizure disorders that made them completely, you know, incapacitated. So they still got the toxins in those vaccines, so their body is still in a state of toxicity. And what I would start doing, first of all, is find out if he has any food allergies.
He has none.
He has no food allergies that you know of.
None.
Then do heavy metal toxicity. You know, there's ways that you can detoxify. One of them, and again, I represent no companies, and I can only tell you what I hear from parents with autistic children and doctors who are in DAN, doctors who treat autism, that chelation therapy for children to get the metals out is critical if you want to improve their neurological health. And
okay.
I do have some products that I've heard that work well. And maybe after the break we can go into that.
That would be
okay.
Great.
All right, very good. Bob, anything else? If you've got something else, I'll hold you over.
No, that's it. I'll wait for after the break and find out
all right,
how the chelation.
All right,
okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the call, Bob. All right, second hour of the American Awakening coming up with my guest, Mary Toko. Stick with us. We've got a lot more, folks. Great show today. Learning a lot. Me too. Be right back.
Probably wouldn't if I could.